Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. Good morning to you. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We want to welcome you to the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. There's a line dedicated to prayer and praise. And the Lord bless you real good. I know he's been good to you. If you are here this morning, that means he's been good to you. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. And I know you're grateful to him. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, God, as we get on our knees right now, oh, we just praise you. And we glorify you. Nobody like you. Nobody can make a way like you. Nobody can fix it like you. Nobody can bless like you. We started our journey, Lord, with you a few years ago. Because 1,000 years is but a day to you. And God, ever since we started our journey with you, I want to thank you because you never left us alone. You blessed us and you kept us. People on this line today have looked to you every step of the way. They needed you and they need you now. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Somebody's hurting. And you can take away the hurt and the pain. Somebody's down, but you can pick them up. Somebody's out, and you can bring them in. Oh, God, you're the most compassionate person I've ever met in my life. Always concerned about your children. Always making a way for your children. Always blessing your children. Even when we read about the children of Israel, you took care of them. And so, Lord, here we are now, and you're taking care of us. We bless your holy name. Thank you for this day and for every participant who's picked up the phone and called in to be a part of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Lord, don't let them leave away the same way they come. Bless them, Lord. Help them. I bind the devil on every hand, and I cast him out in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive all sin, every sin of commission, every sin of when we not even acknowledge you, have been done with your sin, omission. And thank you for everything that you're doing. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. And bless us, Lord, we pray. Oh, God, let something wonderful happen to the people on this prayer line this day. And help them to realize that you did it. And give you the glory, all the praise belongs to you, Lord. The adoration belongs to you. And bless us just to take us forward, we pray. And help us, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Eh? Thank you for the angels that you assigned to your people. Goodness and mercy, they'll follow us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Lord, bless not only this prayer line, but bless the blog line tonight. And bless the youth prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do. We give you the glory. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, God bless all of you. Good morning to you on this prayer line. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all wake up. Wake up here.
Good morning.
Amen. Y'all sound kind of sleepy. Amen. Yeah. Let's try to speak to the Lord. Don't give him that sleep. He deserves better than that. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You're welcome. And let's get in praise. Let's praise. Praise check. Well, you know your praise this morning. Is it low? Is it high? This is a few where you are. Praise check. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. We give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Come on, praise him, some of y'all. Don't sit there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The praise you. The glory in you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Give us life, health, and strength.
Jesus.
Thank you for the activities of our land. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for sanctification. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody likes you. The glory in you, Lord. The glory in you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and praise him. Yeah, come to my mind. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thy the honor is the glory, the honor belongs
to
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you. Amen. Y'all sound a little weak this morning. I just want to be truthful with you. I guess I should be saying y'all sound good, but no, you sound a little weak. Now, y'all come on the blog line and see how they're praising God now. My God, they are praising God. Amen. And y'all are the leaders, amen, here on the First Fruits, so... Amen. I want you all to, amen, let's come on. Amen. Glorify God. We love you and we praise God for you. But one of the attributes, I wrote the 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader. And one of them is that he doesn't have backbone to tell people what's right. Amen. That's a pitiful leader who won't tell them what's right. It's just right for if God took care of you all night long and you got the activities of your limbs and you have a voice to speak. You realize how many people don't have a voice this morning? Can't even say nothing. Some people too sick to say anything, too sick to pray. And when they went to get out of bed, they had to have two or three people try to help them. And yet you here with the activities of your limbs, and you not give him great praise, that's not right. Amen. God bless you. We love you anyway. Amen. He loves you anyway. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow night morning. Tomorrow morning, if the Lord says the same, and you have another opportunity to just treat him. I heard the Holy Ghost say, why wait till then? Why don't you let him treat him right now? Amen. I'm going to do another praise check. I want to give you an opportunity to treat the Lord right. Because it's not right for you to speak to people all during the day and have a lot of energy to tell them to do this and do that and talk to them, some of y'all, for 10, 20, and 30 minutes. And yet you can't treat God right? That's not right. That's not right. I'm going to have a praise check, and I want to give you all an opportunity again. To praise him like he really deserves. Amen. He doesn't deserve that second-hand, second-class, third-class praise. God deserves your very best in the name of Jesus. Praise check and see what level your praise is on. Bring it up in the name of Jesus. Are y'all ready? Let's have it.
Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. We give you adoration.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you the glory.
Thank you,
for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The glory in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's better. That's better. That's
yeah.
better. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless all of y'all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord gave us a spectacular miracle on yesterday, as Mother Johnson has been in the hospital for over a month. But thank God he brought her out. And she's in her own home, and she's eating now. And I believe that from her eating, she will get much better. Amen, much better. That God just designed the body to take the food and digest it and get the nutrients out of it and give you strength in your body. So, amen. And our sister Edna, she's a great cook, and so she's cooking for her and makes her want to eat. Some of y'all never been in the hospital, but those who have been in the hospital, you realize that after a while, the hospital food, you don't want to eat it. Amen. So, but I believe she'll get her strength back now. God bless all of you. And let's get some praise reports here today. I want to see what the Lord has done for you. Some of these praise reports will give people the faith to believe God for a greater miracle. That's why you have to remember the things that he's done for you. That scripture says, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before you. It's not talking about the good things that God has done for you. It's talking about the sinful life that you lived. And so you want to remember the things that God has done for you. That's how you get your strength for the next miracle. You reflect back on the things that he's done for you. Amen. You don't want to ever forget something God did for you, how he healed your cancer, how he healed your diabetes, how he saved your soul. Don't ever forget when you got the Holy Ghost. And so some things you don't want to ever forget. God bless you. People listen to you all over the world. I'm going to get a station identification. Then we'll move forward. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? God bless you. Good morning to you.
Thank God. God bless. Good morning. We do honor the President
of the
Lord. We do salute and honor our Chief International Ambassador. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty. We do honor, amen, Mother to the Nations, Mother Adelaide Johnson, to all of the, oh, thank you, Jesus, ambassadors-elect, to all the bishops, to all of the leaders, everyone in your respectful place, and we do honor all of our listeners from all over the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, nparadio.com. We can be reached 347-934-0207. Oh, my. And we are broadcasting live all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And stats keep going up every day, and especially on the DDJN network. I'm telling you, God is doing an incredible work. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China, Italy, France, Germany, Australia, Argentina, Canada, you name it, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We do salute the Chief International Ambassador today, who's doing an excellent job in getting this gospel message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen, and we appreciate you very greatly. You have done a tremendous job. I want to go to those who have praise reports today, and remember the people are listening all over the world. The Bible says, forget not his benefits. Don't forget the things that he's done for you. And some people in foreign countries, this is their church. So I want you to remember his benefits and tell the people his benefits so they can have faith to believe God even greater, for greater works in the name of Jesus. I wonder who has a praise report, and you can share it with the people and let it inspire somebody all over the world. All right, the line is open to you. Who has the first praise report? Amen. Give it for the glory of God. Anybody?
Good morning. God bless you. This is Evangelist Latanya. I just wanted to thank God this morning. God bless you, sir, Chief Ambassador.
God bless you.
Bernard Johnson. It is just such a blessing to be with the saints. Amen. I thank God for also First Lady Betty Johnson and also Mother Johnson. And I just thank God to hear about her. Her health is improving. Amen. I just thank God for that. Praise God. And nothing like it being at home. Nothing like being at home. Well, I just want to just give praise report this morning. Well, I just thank God for just being so faithful. He just being who he is. He is just so faithful. I had been believing God for some finances to take care of some things. And delayed does not mean denied. And I just thank God for using a dear loved one to be a blessing, and I just thank God for it, and I just know that God is going to bless them back tremendously, amen, and I just thank God for just everything that he is doing, the provisions that he is making. You know, again, I trust God, and he is faithful. You know, we just put our trust in him, you know, and definitely when people are a blessing to us, we definitely want to be a blessing back, you know, first and foremost to God, but definitely those, the Bible says, especially those in the household of faith. Amen. Amen. So I just want to just thank God just for his faithfulness. Amen. And being my provider. Amen. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm Evangelist Latanya. The Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, my God. Who else has a praise report? Has God been good to you?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I just thank the Lord for how he has preserved my sister's life. My sister didn't know it, but she had walking pneumonia, and she had gone from Michigan to Washington to Hawaii, and back to Washington again. And once she got home, her husband insisted that she go to the doctor. And once she went to the doctor, she found out that she had walking pneumonia. And God is so good. And I just thank him for just sparing her life and keeping her in the land of the living. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Oh. We're so happy for your sister. All right, thank God for her. Right, anybody else? What did God do for you? Somebody. Tell them the goodness of Jesus.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila X60 from Connecticut. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for continuously to give me the strength that I need in my body. I thank God for all he has done for me. It's been a trying time, but I'm giving God the praises anyhow because I know the work that he does. I truly thank God in advance for the mental blessings that he's going to be giving me. I'm thanking him because I know it's on its way, and I'm just giving God the praises this morning. Because God is just so good. He's just so worthy to be praised. And I tell you, I cannot sit on this. I just thank God for the blessing that's about to come my way. I trust and believe in him, and I know he will make a way for me. I truly thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for Ambassador Johnson, Mother of the Nation. I just thank God for everyone. God bless you all. I love you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for that. Oh, thank God. God, he's so good. Thank God for it. Anybody else with a praise report? Just jump right in there.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless your chief. Hallelujah on this blessed, wonderful day. And my praise report is just seeing another day that I have never seen before. But because I believe in God, I just knew that I would be here. Glory to God. And I just want to say, great is thou faithfulness. I can think of that song that relates to the word of God. It says, great is thou faithfulness. I thank him. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I needed or even wanted, his hands has provided. Great is thou faithfulness. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that. Even on this morning, it's snowing and the grounds are filled with ice, and I have my colleagues and coworkers calling and not going to make it to work this morning, and I'm still saying, great is thou faithfulness, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for another day of rest. But I just wanted to say, I'm thanking God for the little things. Chief, I have grabbed hold to you saying miracles and spectacular things from God. I'm looking for treasures and trash. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God for a complete turnaround in everything, and I'm not allowing circumstances to dictate my outcome and my outpour and my breakthrough in my life. I'm not looking at money, a lack of money. I'm not having everything I need, but I got what I want to dictate my praise. Glory to God. So I just want to say thank you to the Lord. Everybody on the line all over the foreign lands, the Bible says they that wait. Why are you waiting on the Lord? Why are you waiting on the move? Why are you waiting on the dawning of a new day? Just rejoice, because you will mount up with wings as an eagle. You will run. You will not walk and be weary. Cast and throw all of your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. And I am just so thankful for every little thing, every small thing. Hallelujah for the breath of air. Hallelujah. I got eyes to see, legs to sit on my feet. Glory to God. I have a back. I have bones. Glory to God. I thank him for my mind. I know some people say a reasonable portion, but the Bible says that I have the mind of Christ, and I want to think like him. I want to act like him. I have the fresh image of his dear son. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I have been made new in him. Glory, glory, glory. And when I think about all the promises that God has fulfilled and that he's made and he is fulfilling, it gives me a reason just to stop and say once again, even though I've said it, but I'm not in alignment until I say it again with the line. Amen. I praised him at 4 o'clock. Glory to God. But I'm a part of first fruit. And if the chief is asking first fruit to come in and join in with my other sisters and brothers all over the world, that means I'm aligning up. So I have an expected hope on today. God bless all of you. Love you much, and there's nothing I want you to do about it. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador, all down in Arkansas, Bill Pitts. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Amen. I want to say you sparked something in me there. It was God who brought this prayer line from 3 people to over 90 million listeners now and growing. But I want you to know that when God does something, he didn't just bring Bernard Johnson to that point. He didn't just bring Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson to that point, or my mother at that point. He brought us, all of us. This is a collective effort. And when God brings you from 3 to 90 million, he did it because of you doing something. And he's expecting us to really show forth praise unto him. He created, according to the word of God, he created us to praise him. And I want you to know that when he gives an opportunity, he expects us to fulfill that for the glory of God. And so before you get on the prayer line, all of you ought to be thinking about what the Lord has done for you, and come forth with a praise report. You ought to be jumping in there everywhere, because God expects it. Why do you think he brought us to this point? Because we have been faithful to show forth his praises unto him. Amen. So, who else has a praise report? He expects
us to. The Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm happy about Jesus. Thank God for being on the prayer line again with you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and all of the Lord's choice people. I love all of you greatly. God is moving by his strength and power. He is always faithful. He cannot fail. Whatever the Lord says, he will bring it to pass. He will do it. And I'm expecting God to do things for his little ones just as he did with Samuel. The Bible said that not one of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And God would not let your words fall to the ground. And all he wanted to do is just reside in him, just flex in him, and just focus our attention on him. And then when men, women, boys, and girls in our community see us, they will know that we are the Lord's little ones. And not one of our words will fall to the ground. And they will know that we are the Lord's little ones. And that's what I'm asking God to do for all of us who profess the name of Christ, that we will all walk in that place, that when people see us, they will know that we are
Christ.
And God will not let not one of our words fall to the ground, because we are God. God bless you.
God bless you. That was who now?
This is Pastor Williams, Dr.
God bless you. You know, that's amazing, because the Holy Ghost just spoke to me and said, ask Pastor Williams if he will give a brief word today to the people. Amen. That's beautiful. If you want to take a few more minutes, that's fine, Pastor Williams, because the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, ask you. All right. Are you still there? Pastor Williams, are you still there? All right. Let's go on with until he comes back. Let's get another praise report. Amen. Do you have another praise report? Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just thank and praise God for the promise that he made to us. He said he would never leave us or forsaken us. He will be with us even to the end of the world. And I'm so glad that Jesus said he would never leave us. Last night when I laid down, I didn't have no idea I was going to wake up this morning. But he woke me up at 7:17 this morning. And I thank him and praise him for that, because he is true to his promise.
Thank you so much, Mother Willie Johnson. All right. Somebody else with the praise report.
I'm sorry. Dr. Johnson, right. Pastor William, right after I finished speaking, I'm sorry for cutting somebody off. Right after I finished speaking, you were about to say something to me, and my line dropped. I'm sorry. I'm back on the line.
Yes, sir.
I did not hear nothing you said.
Well, the Holy Ghost has spoken to me and said, have Pastor William bring forth a word this morning, a brief word, and we want to obey you. He already gave us one, but if you have more, we'll take time for you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Take about 10 more minutes and give us a word for the day. Somebody's listening needs to be inspired.
Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, and all of you, the Lord's children. Just simply let me say this, that if any of you have made up your mind that you want to be all that you can be in God, and that you want God to use you in an awesome way, that you want to change people's lives, you want to be able to move in God and open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears. And I know we said, well, you know, just get in God and live in him and move, be faithful, and then that will happen. Well, look around you and see what is taking place. We go to a lot of churches now, and there's still people getting up out of their wheelchairs. And then, and I'm asking the Lord, why is that? Why is that? And it's often because of the fact that we're not really focused. This world is inundated with ungodly. What church, what organization know of any Holy Ghost going around impregnating young girls? Holy Ghost don't go around impregnating young girls. That simply does not happen. Well, guess what? Mary had that testimony that this is not John's baby. The baby that I'm carrying does not belong to John, but this is by the Holy Ghost. So, number one. Number two, rather, people are going to look at her crazy. They're going to look at her as if that she's uncouth, that she done lost her mind. Holy Ghost, what Holy Ghost? Going to impregnate you? Nah, that was a hard thing. But you know what? When she got that word, the Holy Ghost directed her and gave her a little, you know, encouragement. It says, listen, Elizabeth, your cousin, this is her third month. Elizabeth had problems too, because this was her, I mean, she was an old lady. This was an old lady. She was barren, didn't have no children, so she was looked upon. But number one of the main things you want to do was have children and give your husband a son. And Elizabeth had gotten old. She'd have heard all that she could hear. She'd have heard all the ridicule. She'd have heard all the talk, and people talked about her. No one understood. But when Mary ran to Elizabeth's house, over the hills and through the woods to the cousin house, she came. And she, when she came there, all she could do was knock on the door and call for Elizabeth. And when she came to Elizabeth, guess what? She didn't have to say nothing. Elizabeth. Elizabeth said, when I heard your salutation, good God Almighty, the baby leaped in my womb. Hallelujah, for joy. The baby was filled with the Holy Ghost because it was John. Hallelujah. But Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was Elizabeth that spoke a word in Mary's life because Elizabeth's been there. There's no greater burden sharer like the spirit that operates on the person of Elizabeth. Somebody had that Elizabeth spirit. That right there is a burden sharer. When you've gone through all that you know how to go through, you don't know how you're going to make it, to have somebody to come into your life and say, baby, I've been there, and it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're going to work this thing through. You need that burden sharer in your life, and then you need that dream maker in your life. And I might not be able to get through all three of them, but that dream maker. Here is the person. Saul is out, and he has lost his sheep. I mean, he lost his little sheep. Didn't know where to find them. The donkeys, rather. He went out. His dad says to him, I'm rushing, trying to get through within this time frame. But Kish says to Saul, go out, take one of the servants, and go find the donkey. I know the Bible calls it the ass, but go out and find the donkey. And when you go out, look for him and bring him back. And so Saul is out looking for the donkeys. He's out chasing for donkeys. He don't know where to find the donkey. He's looking, he looked high, he looked low. He cannot find the donkey. Many of us, we're out chasing donkeys. We don't know where they are. We're out chasing for donkeys. But look what happened. They come to a place, and his servant says, let's go to the seer. Let's go to the seer. Let's get some help. We need help in this matter. So they go to the seer and say, look, let's find something to give him. I don't know if you can hear me, but I've been muted. And
no, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
And so they was out looking for donkeys. And then what his servant says, let's go to the seer. Maybe we can get some help from the seer. They comes to Samuel. Oh, we need people who have that Samuel spirit, that dream maker spirit. Because there was a dream. All of Saul's dream was gone. He didn't even have a good dream. But when it came to Samuel, Samuel was able to impart something into his life. To make a long story short, I mean, how would it be? And how would you love for that moment to happen when one day you're out chasing donkeys and the same day your life has been changed and now you're the king of God's people? That's what happened to Saul. Saul one day was out chasing donkeys, and the next moment he's the king of Israel. When he comes there, oh, my God, hallelujah, the man of God says, stay here, I want to talk to you. In other words, he tells his servant to move on up ahead, and then he tells him, said, listen, you're going to go down the street, and when you get there, you're going to meet some men standing by Rachel's sepulcher, and they're going to tell you that the donkeys are found. And then you're going to go on down the way, and you're going to find three men on the road, and one of them is going to be carrying three kids, and another one, three loaves of bread, and another one, a bottle of wine. One's going to give you two loaves of bread, and then you're going to go into the place, and then you're going to meet a group of prophets, and they're going to be prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you, and you're going to prophesy right with them. I mean, how much more detail can you get? And it happens to him. Why? Because the Lord says of Samuel, not one of his words fall to the ground. God will not let not one of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Oh, my God, what a dream maker. When somebody impart a word into you and it happens just like it said, well, guess what? You've connected with that source right now. You're connected with the first fruit prayer line. You're connected with people who not only how to help you when you're going through a problem, know how to speak a word into your life, but you also have that dream maker. I mean, you have that way maker. What's the way maker, Pastor William? Well, let me help you with the way maker. The way maker is that person who goes before you, just as John went with Jesus. John, I mean, here is a new age prophet.
a New Age prophet, my youth, when you read the Old Testament, you read about the old prophets, you read about what they did. Man, people were scared and fearing and trembling when the old prophet came, and they would even, for example, they would ask Samuel when he came to God, do you come peaceably? Why? Because they knew he was the oracle of God. When he spoke, it was like God speaking. But John comes on the scene, a New Age prophet. This prophet here, he comes on the scene baptizing people. That, oh my God, nothing like that have ever been heard before. He's baptizing people unto repentance in water. Oh my God, he go through a place, he go through in the city, the town, and the king is taking note of John the Baptist, but he is a forerunner. He is the one that goes before you. He's the one that lays the way. He's the one that paving the way. He's the one that's setting protocol. He is the one that's setting up places, and guess what? Here you comes along, you step into a house that you did not build. You're able to step at a podium that you did not even have to sacrifice for, and you're able to give a word. Why? Because someone went before you, that way maker, someone that God has made happen for you. You need those three types of people in your life. You need it. Why? Because if you're going to go to the next dimension, if you're going to push inroads, and I mean just really touch lives, you're going to need those people whispering in your ear. Get away from that negative talking people. Get away from the justing and get away from the doubters. Get away from the haters. Get away from all those people that's trying to say, baby, you can't do that. That's what they did to Peter when Peter was in the boat. He said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. The Lord said, come, Peter. He got out. He started walking on the water. But you know what? There were some doubters in the boat. There were some haters in the boat. Peter, you better get back in the boat, boy. You know we don't walk on water. What you doing, Peter? Look at that wave. Look at that fish. Look at that shark in the water. Peter, you better get out. You better get back in here. Peter began to listen to what the people in the boat says. He began to say. And then he remembered, hold up, I came out here because of Jesus. Father, save me. And the Lord saved it. People, let me just close by saying, take your mind off the haters and the doubters and people who don't want to go far in life. Put your mind on Jesus. Get those people around you. If you don't know where to find them, do like the Lord, like Mary did. He heard from God. The Lord told about Elizabeth. Pray and ask God, Lord, help me. I need these types of people in my life. I need that burden sharer. I need that dream maker. And I need that way maker. Put these types of people in my life that I may go forward and do the things that you would have me to do. God bless you. Have a great day.
Oh, my God. We just thank you, Pastor Williams, from Georgia there, for that great word in the Lord. We do need a burden sharer, and we need a dream maker, and we need a way maker. God bless you so much.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
Always a blessing, always a blessing. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank the Lord for you. Amen. I don't know, I feel, before we get any more praise reports, I feel led to pray for people and their finances all across this country. People are hurting. And the enemy thinks he has you down. But God is picking you up now. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know I know I'm just coming and just thanking you for all things. But you did say, ask and it shall be given. I'm coming to you to ask you to bless the finances of the people on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. They need miracles. Those who need miracles, lift your hand unto God. You need a miracle. God, they need miracles. See all these hands. Oh, my God, they need a financial miracle. I'm asking you to turn it around. Oh, God, even as I see in the spirit realm, that thing being turned all the way around. Oh, God, and you blessing them in an ultra awesome way. Prove this day, Lord, that you're not only the God doing miracles and other aspects and healings, but you can bring forth miracle financial blessings for your people. For errors, the enemy has controlled many, many, you might say, corporate situations, and he has controlled money on many levels. But God, it's your money. And I'm asking you to take it and send your angels, Lord, to give it to the people who are standing for you. The money of the, let me say it like this, the money of the wicked has been laid up for the just. Turn it around and redistribute the money. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let all kind of financial blessings fall on the people of God. Yeah, checks that they don't expect. Oh, God. IRS forgiveness, we pray. All kinds of checks that have been held up coming now. And I'm asking you, Lord, and some inheritances, let them come. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, what's nothing wrong here, Lord. I'm asking you, like you said, in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And God shall get the glory. I'm asking you to do this thing. Dispatch some of those angels, God, who are able to bring it to pass on this earth. Let them bring it to pass. Oh, God, bring financial blessings to the people. Shake that chuck tree up in the sky, up in heaven, and let chunks of financial blessings fall to the people. You say we have not because we ask not. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, and not amiss. I'm asking for the glory of God, that a work might be done for you down on this earth. God, you have a purpose, and you have a goal. You have goals. And God, we want to help you accomplish your purpose and goals. We know you move and use people. And I'm asking you to let this be so. Well, for the glory of God. The glory of God. The glory of God. Touch, move, make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name. And Lord, prove yourself. And it's not just for the tithers. And although they are tithers. But not just referring to tithing. But you did say, prove me. And see, when I open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. Lord, prove to these folk that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Yes. What is this I see? It's like packages are being just distributed to the people of God. Yeah, financial bundles. Thank you for it. My God, just you need to believe it and reach up there and grab it. Yeah.